This video is brought to you by CatBeast.com. Design your own custom snapbacks and hats.
I always prefer Killer Mike. I know Mike.
He, I didn't say anything. Look at you.
You ass hellin' though. No, I heard it.
Yeah, I heard
no
it.
No front.
I heard it too.
I heard it.
Don't you talk about it.
Come on.
Don't you talk about it.
But even LP is kind of. Yeah. I heard it too. I heard it.
You didn't even know you did.
That Ain't Hip Hop, first one of 2017.
You look so happy.
It's a fucking great album. And I'm happy to be around you guys, except you motherfuckers. First one of 2017, I'm grinning because this is a fucking dope ass project and I love being on Dead in Hip Hop. So fuck you, Mike, and whatever goddamn plan you have about my ass grinning today, all right? Let me just say this. I'm mad for one reason about this damn album.
It came out
too motherfucking late, man. It would have fucked up my top 10 if we would have waited, what was it, like a week or two?
It came out a week after we did the video.
Yeah. I don't know how high it would have been because it's super, super, super new. Now that I've been able to sit with it a little bit more. Look, man, y'all have not put out a bad album, right? Like, I think it's so interesting how their albums sound the same, but they're not the same at all. Because they have a sound. LP has crafted this thing so beautifully for the both of them that it's distinctive. It's so unique. You hear a Run the Jewels beat, you know exactly what it is. You know who's gonna rap on it and everything. But all three projects have been so different, at least to me. And this one right here, I think is the best one so far. And it's just like, it comes on and it's just nothing but energy. This nigga LP is ripping it. Cause you know, I guess my one thing that I haven't always been excited about in Run the Jewels was like LP rapping. I always gave him his credit. Like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? I always prefer Killer Mike. I know Mike. I remember one of the last reviews, I kind of said the same thing. And you're like, man, you're not listening to LP rap.
That's the one you walked out on. Was that the one?
The first one.
That's
because he said all the songs sounded the same.
Since then, it doesn't sound the same, Mike. Okay, so But LP, I guess I was definitely underrating him in terms of his lyrical contribution because of how he sounds. Like, and I said this last time, Killer Mike just, like, this was crafted for Killer Mike, man. This, oh my God. Like, I don't think I've ever heard another group or another producer-artist combo that was just so perfectly crafted. Maybe like Lil Bro, you know, there's some other people I could throw up there, but these guys right now, what they're doing, man, I haven't heard. And to me on this one, this is the one where I think I caught up to what LP has been doing all of this time as a lyricist. You know what I'm saying?
I feel the same way.
On this one?
This one made me feel the same way. That's interesting. I felt the same way on that.
Yeah, man. Like I think this is the album where I caught his intricacies with his flows, the shit that he was saying. Like, because before, I don't know, man, he just sounded, and I know he's like a disjointed type, you know what I'm saying, like lyricist type guy, but on this,
it was very clear.
Yes.
I felt the same. That's weird. Wow. I felt the
Bruh.
Same way.
That's crazy.
Bruh. I felt the same exact way. Like, I don't know if it's Mike's influence and I'm just listening more now. Okay, all
he
right,
is?
All
okay.
Right, all right. I was trying to wait till I go.
I've always loved LP's rhymes. I've loved the way he flows, but I feel like the rapping from Run the Jewels 1 to Run the Jewels 2, especially with LP, was different.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't better or worse.
I think you did say that different. Then, too, yeah.
I might have. I don't remember. But his rapping was definitely different on Run the Jewels 2. This one is completely different. It almost seems like on Run the Jewels 2, he was more interested in making those beats nasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This one is different. Okay, so like on Run the Jewels 1, it was like, okay, I'm gonna put together a whole bunch of dope beats, and it's gonna be two dudes just rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Run the Jewels 2, it was like, no, we're a group now. So LP was like, I'm gonna compose these incredible beats.
Yeah.
I'm gonna still rhyme my ass off, but I'm gonna, you know, create these crazy beats. Run the Jewels 3, I feel like they finally got to a point where they're solidified and they're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like LP's like, well, I'm gonna create these ridiculous beats, but I'm also fucking bar the fuck out of y'all. Yeah. And I'm gonna also show you that I don't have a singular flow. Because people have been saying that his entire career. LP has been, in my opinion, extremely underrated as a rapper. Like, even back in like the Fantastic Damage days, people would be like, oh, I like his beats, but I don't like the way he raps.
Says that. B's one of those people.
What?
You said that you like his beats over his rapping. You said that about LP, right?
I think when we did Cancer for Cure, I remember saying that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know how dope of a lyricist
is. Yeah, I'm not saying that you didn't say he was dope. I'm saying that your stance has always been that you've liked his beats over his rapping.
A lot of people said that.
Yeah,
I've always been like, dude, I like both. But the way he raps, I've always felt like it's been underrated.
Yeah.
So you're not, it's not like you just grew with it. He definitely
switched.
To me, I listen to a lot of LP
and I feel the same way.
To me, I think he's rapping different on this album.
When I was listening to it, I was like, am I just now picking up LP or did it change?
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't know. I didn't know what was happening, but I was like, yo.
So it finally clicked for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, it clicked for me with LP as a rapper on this one.
One thing I would say was interesting was how the way the album started with Down. Because, you know, if you listen to the first two albums, they start off like, boom, you're like, holy shit. But this one kind of starts off with Down. I'm like, oh, okay. And then you hear Mike, I hope. And I'm like, oh, shit. LP came on, you're going to need a bigger boat, boys. I'm like, oh, shit. So they on their braggadocious shit. Mm-hmm. So then it hit with that Talk to Me. And I think that was the joint that Mike played for me. When he was,
they played live at
okay, so when I was listening to it, I was like, holy shit. You know, I'm listening on my headphone. I'm like, oh, this shit sound fucking amazing. So that's when they like, that was the punch I was waiting for. Because when Down was kind of like, all right, we're going to start off a little bit something. Mm-hmm. And then when Talk to Me came, I'm like, holy shit. And from Talk to Me all the way to the end of the album was just fucking hitting me. Stay Gold. That was, I think, off the first listen, that was my favorite track. At the first listen. Yeah, mm-hmm. Stay Gold. I love it. I think because it kind of showed like a silly type of hardcore like vibe from them. I mean, you know, they wasn't so serious, but they were still like having fun and like just rhyming their ass off on that shit, man. That beat to me was just so like Run the Jewish ish, I guess, even though LG Production's been so different since they started. But
like the whole project, even Stay Gold was dope.
I'm
gonna get past like the first four or five tracks.
What it was?
I kept rewinding.
Stay Gold was like reminiscent of the first Run the Jewels album, I think. I guess.
Really?
I don't know, for some reason. It just like that's what it put me into. Thursday, I wanna ask you this too, Mike. Thursday and Daydream, was that a tribute to
Coming
to
Hell?
Okay.
Yeah, where he's talking about having to watch his friend die and then kind of wishing that he would go ahead and die quicker because it's so painful to watch him die.
Yeah. And I was like,
and then, hold on, I'm sorry.
Killer
Mike comes in and he's talking about the guy that killed his friend and hoping that he finds a better way off the street. Those two
verses, he on his name to live off of a golden chain. Oh, I was like, ooh, man. Like, you talk about two powerful verses.
Yeah.
Amazing verses. So like I said, that my first listen, so then now my second listen, that was my favorite song because I was like, damn, because like they still rhyming, but they talking about some serious shit. Mm-hmm. So then by the time I got to like my fifth, sixth, seventh listen, like at that point, I'm like, dog, this album, I didn't think they was going to outdo themselves.
Yeah.
But they really like.
Yeah, they did.
They outdid themselves.
And like you said,
though,
like the bar was so high. Like how
exactly.
How can you outdo?
And I think we asked that at the end of part two. It was like, what the fuck?
I don't know how long the run is going to be, but
I think.
I, as long as they want to go.
Yeah. Like, because I don't think this is
I think they're going to, like, every year, every project, they start to gain a more and more of a following.
Yeah.
So,
and that's good. I like to see
as long as they can continue to be brothers, as long as Killer Mike will, you know, Killer Mike's kids will look to LP as his uncle.
Uncle L.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they'll be fine, man. They want to be millionaires. They have a goal. They actually set a goal for themselves, and they're doing it completely independent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that LP's been tweeting about. He was like, this is a label. Like, everything that we do comes back to us. We're not controlled by, you know, the masses. We're not controlled by, you know, the masters. And you got to, I don't know, when I was looking at the last song, Kill the Masters. He's like, we're not part of that system. We broke from that system, and this is what we're doing. And I think the other thing for me is that was interesting. So when the album like came out of nowhere, right?
Right. It was on Christmas Day. Yeah.
Christmas.
Like late Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I was in the bed, and you already know what happened. Everything just lit up.
Twitter started blowing
up. Yes. Oh yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Guys, look, You don't have to continue to send us the same tweet. Oh, no, no, better yet, I'll keep it simple.
Jesus.
Please check our timeline first.
First, before you ask these questions.
And it was, everyone was like, yo, Run the Jewels just dropped. And it was like, even an hour after it dropped, Run the Jewels just dropped. And I was like, and I think Ken said, this is gonna go on for the next 2 days. He was not lying. It was 2 days later.
It just like, yo,
like, you don't know that. But I was just excited, man.
It wasn't like, fuck you, asshole. It was more like, damn. Right. Like, anytime I look on Twitter, same exact tweet.
Yeah.
Right, but think about it. I mean, everybody's a different person. Like,
check the timeline.
Man, but they, everybody wants
to save a whole ass.
No, you know what? You're right. But somebody needs to tell them.
Like Kennedy.
Check the timeline. There's etiquette.
But right. I appreciate the fans wanting to make sure that we know about shit.
Yeah,
it just, you know.
You know, it's cool, but maybe your tweet could be, hey, you know, something else completely different from that. So yeah, it dropped that night and. You know, I rarely do this, but I listened to it actually that night because I was up. I wasn't doing shit. I was like, all right, let me put this shit on and see what it's about. And I'm just sitting there, just kind of just, you know, the music kind of playing in the background. And I'm just listening to them like, damn, the beat's banging. Then, you know, the rapping. And then I was like, damn, is that a new flow from Killer Mike? So I'm starting to listen to the different flows and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So just the first listen. Just sonically, just listen to everything that's going on with the music. I'm like, God damn. That's before I even got into the lyrics. Mm-hmm. But man, when I got into the lyrics, I'm like, wow, this is incredible. Because to me, it's like this album is almost like it's a good reflection of the times that mm-hmm. we're in. You know, and they're addressing, you know, even one of the songs on there, it seemed like, you know, even if Mike Hugo with Lines, he was like, you can choose the lesser of two evils, but you still get the devil, right? So you think about how, and that may not be exactly how it went, but you think about how people were saying Hillary or Trump, you know, Trump.
Election.
You know
what I'm saying? Want to pick a massive for president. That, the Killer Mike line?
Yeah, I think he had I think it was one or two lines like that. Mm-hmm. But it was like, no matter what you do, you're still going to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and then, so you think about that in the election. And then, you know, of course, they talked about.
Don Lemon.
Oh, man, he tore Don. He tore Don Lemon up. Dummy Don. But that was the thing that I liked. Like, man, it was like, you know, like you said, they gave you Stay Gold. They gave you the songs that were a little bit more serious. Mm-hmm. Like, it really covered the gamut of, like, the different topics that they put out. So it was well balanced. Just the way they were very topical and addressed things that were going on in society. You guys know I'm all for that. And just Killer Mike, man, the things he was saying, the things he was rapping about mm-hmm. were just spot on. He was just killing it, man. I was just like, man, say that shit,
Killer Mike. Like, what level, what more, what, how much?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, with both of them, you know, but exactly. Yeah, Killer Mike is like,
because I didn't know how they can get to this. So it's like, how do you even go, like, how do you move forward? Like, I don't know how you can continue to set the bar. Because in the ask question, we said, right, like, when an artist or a group or whatever comes out with such, like, do we give them leeway to kind of come down some? Because shit, how can you top this? And if you do it, great. But then the anticipation and the expectation is, how can you stop? Like, at some point, I'm just like, are they going to take a step back?
It makes you scared a little bit.
Because yeah. I don't want you to, because this is amazing. But how can you? I just don't get it.
Like, also, too, hearing Danny Brown, you know, over some LP production again, it kind of,
yeah.
I wish he would have got some production from him for his latest, not saying that, you know, yeah. the album's still dope.
That
but like, just
crazy.
The, yeah, like, if he'd have got some production from LP, because LP would have made that fit the album so perfect, man. I already know. Just hearing him over that, I'm like, oh, man, if he'd have had, like, a song produced by LP on that, on his
but
last
don't LP
album,
being, like, Run the Jewels mode, though, when they're making those.
Yeah,
he doesn't really.
I know, and I mean, I get it. This is just like wishful fan thinking.
But I'm sure if Danny Brown was like, "Yo, man, can I get a beat real quick?"
Yeah,
I'm sure LP was like, "Hell yeah!"
Yeah, I think my favorite song, man, is Thieves. The more and more
that
I listen to it, yeah, I think that's my favorite because Tunde came in and he just laced that bitch, man. Oh my God, he just laced. Did you know Kamasi Washington?
The one that came on the radio, the one that was singing on the tribute song.
Yeah, but yeah, that one, and then even on called Tinkerton, something like that.
Yeah, Live from the Garden.
That song kind of had a throwback sound to it, where it had a very like 80s type sound to it, yeah, the way he did it.
Like 80s electro.
Yeah. And the beat kind of had that loop bass movement kind of thing. And that's the other fucking thing. FIFA, I'm surprised you didn't say this.
Oh shit, get him, Ken.
This motherfucking shit knocks. This motherfucking shit knocks it up hard,
dog. Them 808s, he was pitting on them.
No. That's what I'm saying. This shit is ridiculous. This project, this shit definitely 1,000% bumps in the whip every fucking song. I don't understand. That's what I was saying. Like, I don't understand how you can have a project with so much energy but be so diverse at the same time. Right. Because to me, beat-wise, this was the most diverse out the three. To me. The other ones were really, really good. But this right here, like, Killer Mike stepped up to me, and I preferred Killer Mike over LP on the other two projects. To me, LP was on the same level, if not better than Killer Mike on some of these songs for me. And then just the production over, Ken, it bumps in the whip. For everybody, it definitely bumps in the whip. This shit is ridiculous.
I had to turn my bass down. I think they kind of independent from each other, though. I know by default we compare them to each other,
this is the closest that I've heard Run the Jewels beats to like his solo type beats. Like, these sound like beats he would do for a solo album, but they fit in perfectly with Run the Jewels. But yeah, I was with Ken. I was up watching a movie, and here come Twitter. Yo, Run the Jewels just dropped, and I'm scrambling. Like, where the fuck is it? I can't find it. I go to the site done crashed. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm sitting there like, somebody has to get this to me, like right now. Right. And then finally, I got a zip of it, and this had to be 1:30 in the morning. I was up till 4. I listened to this shit straight twice. And the thing about it is, it was so funny. It's like, y'all can go back and trace back my tweets. I would listen to a song, I'm like, I'm about to go to bed. I'm done. I'm good. Because it started with Down, and that song scared me for a hot second. Not that it was bad, but I was like,
because you was used to the,
I was like, are they softening up a little
bit? Yeah, you was used to the,
but well, no, because 2 started off a little bit mellow with the first song. It did, if you think about it. No, I'm not saying like this. What I'm saying, 2 started off, it didn't just hit you over the head immediately. This song was just like, here's the song, and it was kind of pulled back. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. But like, one thing I will say is, you were saying that, okay, they're starting with the braggadocious shit, but I don't really, if you go back and listen to it, they was like, they were talking about where they were before. So you have Killer Mike talking about he doesn't want to have to go back to selling drugs and going back to this life that he had before. And that's why he's kind of glad that he has Run the Jewels. Then you have LP that's kind of doing the same thing. He's like, yeah, I was really depressed. One of my best friends had just died. You know, he says when the dough dried and the pride died, and he's like, I'm gonna find me a new crew, you know, I'm gonna do right. He's talking about when Camus died, and I assume when the Weathermen kind of fell apart. Mm-hmm. So he's like, well, shit, I'm gonna find me a new crew, and I'm gonna get my life back together. So it was like, it was almost like a, I don't wanna call it heart wrenching or anything like that, but it was like, this is where we were before.
This is where we are now.
And this is where we are. And then it goes right into Talk to Me. When it gets to Talk to Me, that was the song that I saw them play live, and I was like, oh shit, this song is crazy. But when you hear it recorded, that was the one where I was like, oh my fucking God. And you're absolutely right. Killer Mike changed the way he, oh no, maybe you said that. Killer Mike changed the way he flows. It was like, this is definitely a new flow for Killer Mike, especially towards the end of that verse. When he's like, rap animal, pit bull terrier, rap terrorist, terrorized terror, Michael, psycho. I'm like, oh shit. And then LP comes in right after that. You know, I didn't climb him uphill both ways, not style on you. Yeah. You know, do you think Baby Jesus killed Hitler just so I whisper? I'm like, God damn. I'm like, oh, okay. After the song, I'm gonna turn it off. Then that beef of Legend Has It hit, and I was like, fuck.
You staying up,
I'm
brother?
Staying up.
You staying up?
I listened to this whole fucking thing, and it was like every song got better and better and better. And the thing about it is, a lot of people, at least on Twitter, were complaining about Down. And again, that song did shock me a little bit on the first listen, but I have to say, if I had to give a least favorite song, which I don't want to do, that's like giving away like one of your least favorite kids. But if you had to give away a least favorite song, I'd have to say probably Stay Gold. even though I like that song.
Yeah,
but it's not. It didn't not stick
yeah,
to me like
the way you thing. Said it, I felt the same way. Yeah,
G-O-L. And then when that beat switched, yeah, switched,
that was surprised you.
I was like, oh shit,
it's dope. I mean, yeah. shit, it's yeah. definitely yeah. dope. Yeah. But it's like that song didn't fuck me up like everything else did. Cause and then you have right after that, you have Don't Get Captured, and that song is crazy. You have Killer Mike talking. I love how he's talking about Cabbage Town. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about gentrification, and he's putting it out there again that like this kind of shit is not just a race issue.
Right.
Because Cabbage Town was primarily white, yeah. poor and white. Gentrification fucks up everybody. It's a class issue, not a race issue. So I thought that was dope. And then I thought right behind it, LP comparing the deaths of black men on video to snuff films was dope as fuck. Not just for the, and I don't even know if he meant it this way, but not just for the blanket of watching someone die on film, but for people that know about snuff films like this, people got enjoyment out of watching this shit. And I remember saying this a while ago. I was like, when people were spreading around the Alton Sterling video, I remember posting on Facebook. I was like, why the fuck are you guys posting this? Yeah. And it was almost like, just like a snuff film. And again, I don't know if he meant it this way. That's how I took it. Mm-hmm. Why are people getting enjoyment of spreading around the video of somebody yes. dying? This isn't a fucking movie. This is a real man's life. So I thought, if that's what he meant, I thought that shit was fucking brilliant. And then Panther Like a Panther, like Jesus Christ, man. When it got to the hook and it's just like, I'm the shit, looking at the money like it's eyes to get, I'm the shit, bitch. Both of them had such great bars. It was like, New York is the mothership where I used to smoke dust and shit. Now I'm crop dusting fuckers. You suck it up and you love this shit. I'm like, damn it, this shit. And then Killer Mike, I'm the shit, bitch. Tell me, how could I not show it? It's just like these guys, like I can't think of a duo right now that's doing better than these guys right here. But Danny Brown's feature, definitely fucking phenomenal. I think he sounded amazing over that track. And that's another one of those songs where it's like, I feel like Danny Brown's flow is really underrated sometimes. But again, just like on the last album, the fucking feature of the whole thing, Zach De La Rocha. Where the fuck is this dude out?
Killed this shit.
Jesus Christ.
Talk about finishing up an album that way.
Like, Charlie Mingus dumping in the ceiling, Master peeing on these lost European thieving. I was like, Jesus.
He was like, run him. Run.
This fucking dude, like, he is becoming a feature killer.
Yes.
Definitely the most varied production. You're absolutely right. Definitely the most varied production. And this is easily my favorite from the Jules project. Easily. This shit smokes the other two albums. And I think those albums are fucking amazing.
Right.
This, like, I feel like on the first one, I know I'm talking a lot, I'm sorry. No, I know on the first one, it was like, they're just getting, they're just getting comfortable with each other. They're just like, okay, we're just two dudes rapping. Mm-hmm. Second one, they start becoming comfortable and they're like, oh, we're gonna finish each other's lines. Oh, I got a verse here. Here's half a verse. Here's another half a verse to make it seem like more group-like. This time, it's natural.
It's like they're family.
Yes, because you know what? The first moment where I really noticed, and I can't remember the song it was, but Killer Mike has this line where he says, he's talking about his mama, and he's like, she told me don't curse at your mama, and then she threw a plate.
Wait, yeah.
And then LP comes right behind it, and he's like, yeah, I heard it in Brooklyn where all the sinners stay. Yeah. And I was just like, these dudes, like, they are a legit group. They're homies that are rapping together, and it
that's
sounds-
That's genuine homies.
That's genuine homies. Like, this is not a business thing.
Right.
Like, it's it sounds like these dudes really want to rap together.
Yeah.
I feel like at this point, they finally hit their apex. Like you were saying, like, how can you keep getting better and better? I think this is what it was supposed to be the whole time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You know, occasionally I'll tweet about an album before we review it. I rarely see Mike talking publicly about an album. And I thought that was so fucking dope, man. Just to kind of, like, that goes to show, like, the impact that this album, like, because Mike's gonna withhold it until we get to the review, but he just let all that shit fly. Well,
it was, because I didn't want to listen to it. I even said.
You did say that.
I was like, I'm not gonna listen to it until 2017.
I was like, fuck that.
But you know what made me actually go ahead and listen to it is when L wrote us back.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, me and Ken were joking back and forth. And Ken's like, man, you know, everybody's going to be, you know, giving their fucking Twitter reviews. And we're joking back and forth. And then L writes in. He's like, yeah, Mike, I think you're going to fuck with this. And I was like, all right. I'm going to go ahead and listen to it.
If y'all watching.
What the fuck? Like, look, man.
I can't. Y'all motherfuckers made a perfect album. How do you top this? How do you get better? I don't know, because you have the lyrics, you have the social commentary, you have the things that people can take away, you have the flows, and y'all are playing with the flows. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to evolve as artists. You're supposed to do everything that you did on this project. I appreciate what you guys are doing. Continue to enlighten people. And y'all motherfuckers continue to do y'all shit, man. This shit is hard as fuck, man. Like, I love it, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
From the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you so much. And I'm definitely looking forward to whatever you guys do next as a crew. And you, like we talked about before, you can tell that y'all have that family, like, brotherhood relationship. You know what I'm saying? So keep that involved in that music and just keep blowing us away with these albums.
Yeah, if you're watching Echo B, man, thank you. And you know what? I want to say thanks for releasing it when you did. You know, before January, I found it enjoyable that I got a chance to play this throughout, you know, the holiday season, you know, while I was off and on vacation. So thank you for that. I really don't have much to say, man. Like, you've heard everything that I've said about the album. I mean, you guys have obviously found, like, your synergy. And I love the fact that you guys are becoming family and brother, and that you guys have that close relationship. I think that's awesome. For everybody else that's watching, if yes, this would have made my top 10, probably number one for last year. But it didn't drop, and at the time we did the video. But I just wanted to at least go ahead and get that out on record.
Man, Mike and L, what the fuck can I say, man? This is the best thing in y'all's discography, man. And echoing everybody, thank you for dropping this album. It was a very, very welcomed, because I had a shit Christmas, and this was literally the only gift that I got that day. Because I didn't get to go home to my mom's house, but that's another story.
What about your girl? Did you know her?
She had to go to her parents. Well, I got some from her, but this was better. But thank you, man. You guys are at the apex of what this was supposed to be. And I'm so excited to see this go forward. I just remembered your line, by the way. I'll tell you in a second. Thank you for giving me so many fucking lines, man. And one of my favorite ones that I'll say from L was, fear's been a law for so long that rage feels like therapy. And when you really think about that line, like, that is so hard hitting. And I think the line you were thinking of was, choose the lesser of the evil people and the devil's still gonna win. Kill your master, start again. Like, those lines, I was gonna say a different Killer Michael, but I actually like that one more than the one I was gonna say. So, yeah, man, I'll be listening to this shit all fucking year. And I dare any rapper to make an album better than this. And I think I said that with the last Run the Jewels project, and maybe even the one before that. I dare a rapper to make a project this fucking good.
Run the Jewels challenge.
But we're excited for what you guys do next. Hashtag the Run the Jewels challenge. Make something better than this. We're excited to see what you guys do next. We're excited to see you guys when you come and play Atlanta. And yeah, man, thank you so much.